Well, one of the wonderful things about the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival is you come here and you make friends, right? Not only amongst your fellow crowd members, your listeners, but the musicians come and make friends. Great campfire scene up above late at night. Musicians get together. That's how our next artist started. 4 years ago, these women met up at the campfires right here at the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival. They have quickly become one of the most popular groups around. They are making, I believe, their third Falcon Ridge appearance. Got a brand new album out called Love and Other Tragedies, which is racing up the Americana charts. Please welcome Red Molly.
Couple of weeks ago, and after we finished that first song of our set, someone was very excited. She screamed out, "Yeah, one more!" I'm like, actually, we have like 8 or 9. So all the rumors are true. We formed this band at this festival, and it's such a thrill to be here playing on the main stage for you guys. It's so cool. Woo! Especially you people that are out there right now, because we formed the band on the Saturday night, and the monsoon that year came on the Friday night. And I remember being in my car up on the ridge, drying my clothes in my car on the vents, and thinking, I'm going to get out of here. This is too much rain for me. And then I said, no, I think I'll stick around. And the girls said the same thing. They were about to leave, and then they said, no, some good stuff might happen. And it did. We formed a band. So you guys are the tough ones. You're sticking it out. I love that. You came anyway. So we've got a song for you by Daryl Scott. This is a coal mining song. It's called You'll Never Leave Harlan Alive. Do you know it, or are you just being nice? Oh, you know it. Okay, cool. Here it is. Deep dark hills of eastern Kentucky. That's a place where I trace
my bloodline, and it's there I rest on a hillside gravestone. You'll never leave Harlem alive. Will my granddad's dad walk down Catarina Mountain? Asked till he helped him to be dry. Yeah, he said, walk with me out of the mouth of this holler. Oh, we'll never leave Harlem alive. Where the sun comes up about 10 in the morning, and the sun goes down about 3 in the day, and you fill your cup with whatever bitter brew you're drinking, and you spend your life just thinking of how to get away. No one ever knew there was coal in the mountains until the man from the northeast arrived. Yeah, he was waving $100 bills, saying, I'll pay for your minerals. But he never lived Harlem alive. Granny, she sold out cheap and she moved out west to a far where big rich land river winds. And I bet they danced and a jig, and they laughed and sang a new song. Who said we'd never leave Harlem alive? Hard and tobacco wasn't selling. Oh, granddad knew what he'd do to survive. Yeah, he went and dug for Harlem coal and sent the money back to granny. But he never left Harlem alive. Where the sun comes up about 10 in the morning, sun goes down about 3 in the day, and you fill your cup with whatever bitter brew you're drinking, and you spend your life just thinking of how to get away. Yeah, the sun comes down. Digging coal from the bottom of your grave.
So I've had a little bit of trouble adjusting to festival life. We just got here this morning. I took my first trip to the porta potty, and I found myself trying to flush it. But I'll adjust. It'll be okay. We like keeping track of the names of the porta potties in various festivals. The Handy House, for instance.
The Handy House.
The Gates of Hell. I haven't been in that one. Oh, wow. Okay.
One of our favorites was at Summerfest.
Oh, yeah, up at Summerfest. Well, up in New England, they tell it like it is. Over in New Bedford, they call the porta-potties Mr. Cesspool. There's no sugarcoating it, I guess. It's not Johnny on the spot, it's Mr. Cesspool.
Alright, so this next one is a little one I wrote. It's a happy little number about death. Yeah. This is called Honey on My Grave.
So I had this problem a while back. Now, it's a very enviable problem, I suppose. But for a songwriter, it can be absolute disaster. Any songwriter you meet will tell you that the more miserable they are in their lives, the more prolific they are. Well, this was my problem. I got happy. So I stopped writing entirely. I had nothing to write about. You know, I 4 years ago, I found this fantastic band up on a hill at Long Hill Farm, and we started playing together and having fun. And then a couple years before that, actually, I'd gotten married to a wonderful guy. And then, you know, just a couple years, 2 years ago, I had a beautiful baby boy, and, like, life is grand and happy, and what the heck did I have to write about? So I decided to break every rule of songwriting and write about something happy. This is a pleasant summer memory of mine. This is for all you people who are happy that it is festival season and summertime. Woo-hoo!
of the summer on the 4th of July. The wheat was waving, the day was waning, the stars were falling, and the world was right. It was summertime, and the living was easier back then. Morning rose up singing hallelujah, and every evening whispered its amen. From the porch out back came the sound of voices, the hum of a fiddle, boots on the pine, and the guitar man picking sweetly songs melt like butter on a hot summer night. It was summertime, and the living was easier back then. Morning rose up singing hallelujah, and every evening whispered its amen. Sometimes a starless night can leave you misdirected. Sometimes the road you choose is not what you expected. Now my hair's turned gray, so far from Kansas, found me a husband, we had us a child. Can't see the stars in New York City, but if I close my eyes, I can drift a while back to summertime, when the living was easier back then. Morning rose up singing hallelujah, and every evening whispered its amen. Oh, morning rose up singing hallelujah, and every evening whispered its amen.
Thank you.
All right, guys, are you ready for your first murder ballad of the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival? Okay, yeah, you're just a little too excited about that, actually. What was that? Did you say political? You want a political murder ballad? I understand. I get what, I see what you're getting at.
Some things are for real life and not for songs. Oh, sorry, did I say
that? Was that your outside voice?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we have quite a few murder ballads in our set. So when parents come up to us and say, "Oh, my kids know all the words to your songs," I smile and I say, "I'm sorry." All right, this is Gillian Welch's song called Caleb Meyer.
Caleb Meyer lived alone in them hollering pines. Made a little whiskey for himself, set it up to pass the time. Long one evening in the back of my house, Caleb come around, and he called my name till I went out with no one else around. Meyer, ghost is gone, when I'm rattling chains. But when I go to sleep at night, don't you call my name. Where's your husband, Nellie King? Where's your darling gone? Did he go on down the mountainside and leave you all alone? Yes, my husband's gone to Bowling Green. Through that bottom down and grab me by my hand.
That song happen. Isn't she awesome? Woo!
I must say, I caught the grab me by my hair part and I almost fainted. That was awesome.
Let's hear for Jennifer over here. Yeah. So we've been a female trio for a long time. We always try to steal our opening acts and let them sit in with us, because it's just so much fun to play with other people. And we got one of them to come with us today. His name is Steve Kirkman. Yeah. He's the Hudson Valley Elvis. He's just the coolest man on the planet, and he's got more guitars than anybody I know. And he knows how to work them, too.
Do you know that when you talk about Steve, you get a Southern accent?
Can't help it.
Steve's from one of the Carolinas, I think.
Sorry, he doesn't have guitars. He has guitars. So he's going to help us out up here.
So folks, we, as you know, we do all kinds of songs. We do some originals, some covers, and we particularly love traditional music. This is one of our favorites. It's Wayfaring Stranger. Thank you.
I know the dark clouds will gather round me. I know my way is rough and steep, but golden fields lie out before me, where all the saints, the vigils keep. I'm going.
Band on a Saturday night at Falcon Ridge 4 years ago, and on Sunday we performed for the first time at the Acoustic Live booth. Do you guys know about Acoustic Live? Our friend Richard Picaro runs Acoustic Live. It's a great listing of all kinds of venues and performances all around the New York City area and beyond, and he's got a great booth there on the runway, and he's got performances, and we played this next song there. And we're going to do it for you now. Yeah, it's a little tighter than when we did it 4 years ago. This is Gillian Welch's song called Annabelle.
Thank you.
changing you from the Alabama Trust. And for half of the cotton and a third of the corn, we get just a handful of dust. We cannot have all things to please us. No matter how we try, until we've all gone to Jesus, we can only wonder why. You see, I have a daughter and I called her Annabelle. She's the apple of my eye. Tried to give her something like I never had, cause I didn't ever want to hear her cry. But we cannot have all things to please us. No matter how we try, until we all come to Jesus, we can only wonder why. Hard life of tears from every day I've ever known. And my aunt is in the churchyard. She's got no life at all. She's only got these words on a stone. We cannot have all things to please us. No matter how we try.
Jim mentioned in our intro, we do have a brand new CD. It's called Love and Other Tragedies. And we put it out in May. It's available here at Falcon Ridge. And we're going to do a song off of that album. It's an Abby Gardner tune. Let's introduce ourselves. This is Abby Gardner.
Hello, Falcon Ridge!
And on my left is Carol Ann Solabello. Hello. And the candy center right here, Lauren McAllister.
And y'all all know Steve. He's a good friend of yours by now. Steve Kirkman, once again. Such a novelty for us to have a boy on stage. It's really cool.
We're gonna like use a curling iron and stuff and put makeup on him later. And he might not want to be in the band.
I
prayer to the post office and the grocery store. So strange to go on living here, home and safe from harm, but in constant fear, losing you. Over oceans you travel, through a darkness I'll never understand. I don't play to know the mind of a soldier, keep on going like nothing's changed. But while you're all fighting wars with demons you can see, there ain't nothing I can do about the devil.
All right, folks, we have one more song for you. This went by too fast. It's over already. But don't worry, there's a lot more music. Stick around for the whole festival if you can. We are so glad to be here and so grateful to Ann Saunders and everybody at Falcon Ridge for bringing us. Let's have a big round of applause.
I think this will always be my favorite festival, no matter where we go. I figured out today, this is my 9th year at Falcon Ridge as a person or performer, whatever. But 9 years! This is like home! And I'm not, no. Oh, yeah, and I love you. Can we hear it one more time for Steve Kirkman?
All right, this is a song I wrote called Beaumont Rest Stop. It's a song about coming home to family, but it ended a 6-year songwriting dry spell. So it's a song about coming home to songwriting as well. Thank you again. It was a Tuesday night in the summertime when I chose to leave my home. I checked the schedule for the train. I packed my bags and I was gone. I never thought I'd miss them. No, I didn't think I'd care. I was wrong. I was wrong. Yeah, I left behind an honest man and I know I caused him pain. But that was not enough to make me board a homebound train. The love of my family is the thing that brought me home. Yeah, love and too much time alone. My mom and I would dance around in the orange-yellow light. Well, I've heard it said, won't nothing bring you down like your hometown. But won't nothing bring you up like getting down. Even though I'm far away, I swear I hear a song. It's my daddy's lonesome tenor. Yeah, he's singing loud and clear. She's home. My little girl is home. I say a papa. I put supper on the table. And I say mama. I turn the porch light on. I'm coming.
Give it up for Red Molly. Love and Other Tragedies is the new Red Molly album. These guys are going to be around all weekend long. You'll see them all over the place in workshops and such. So we have definitely not seen the last of Red Molly for this weekend. Falcon Ridge, you're looking fabulous. Year 20. Show of hands, was anyone here for year one? All right, we got 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, I was there for year one, and it was an interesting afternoon. It was a Sunday afternoon. I'm not sure if it was a two-day event. I was there on Sunday. It was held at Catamount Ski Area, which is not too far away from here. And along about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the summer thunderstorm came rolling in, as it often does here at Falcon Ridge. And there was a big ski lodge at the bottom of the hill. Everybody piled from the hill into the ski lodge. So there were several hundred people all jammed in the ski lodge. And, well, the show must go on. So some of the performers, I remember specifically Taj Mahal and Sean Colvin, got up on picnic tables, did their thing unamplified. Never forget that experience. And you knew right there that something special was starting. And here we are 20 years later, the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival. Ann and Bub and the whole crew here deserve your applause for 20 years. Just gets better and better.